Talk to me, no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. As always, thank you for listening. Today's podcast is brought to you by two sponsors. The first sponsor is the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life, we meet someone who's so good, so great, so amazing, that we think, there's no way this person is this good, this great, this amazing. Only to find out, we underestimated them. Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available in bookstores, audio, ebook, and paperback, starting in March 2023. The other sponsor, new sponsor, although an old sponsor because technically the book, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, sponsored by Creative Technology and Innovation, a company looking at new ways to solve problems, not afraid of the word no. Anyway, welcome to my second February podcast, looking at a little bit colder weather, although the last couple of days have been not cold and actually not unpleasant outside. It's that time of the decade for my annual colonoscopy. So later this week, I get to wander off to the doctor for a colonoscopy. Always fun. It just basically blows up 2/3 of a day. Well, actually, it blows up 2 days because for me, I don't tend to work out the day before, just because if I do, I get my blood sugar really low. So I don't. They won't do the procedure if your blood sugar is too low. It's just a kind of a rule of thumb. It's dangerous when your blood sugar gets low, and sometimes mine does if I'm not careful when I exercise. So I won't be working out Wednesday and Thursday this week, and Thursday afternoon I suspect I'll just be sleeping. Anyway, you never know. You never know. A couple of interesting things, slowly but surely, getting the basement rearranged, moved around, putting things where I want it to be. Actually moved the vibe board so it was a little easier for me to grab it and use it. I use that at least once or twice a week, if not 4, 5, 6 times a week. So it's going to be better to have it because I like to get up. I actually wrote a blog about this today. I like to get up and think. I think better standing up. It comes from the fact that I started out my professional career as a school teacher, and I used to get up and stand in front of the chalkboard. And so I got used to doing that. And so by my 3rd year as a school teacher, I just started working on problems on the board. In fact, the reason that I started doing model rockets with kids is I was actually doing the math for a rocket launch that I was doing for myself. I hadn't ever done it with, well, I'd done it with kindergartners a couple of years before, but I hadn't done it with second graders yet. And so I was doing the math, trying to figure out, you know, how far would a rocket drift? And the second graders came in. Of course, they asked me about the math. They all rolled their eyes because it was like Mr. A is doing weird stuff again. But, you know, they were interested. And so I gave them a chance, and they all enjoyed, you know, having the chance to actually, you know, play around with the concept of launching and building out and doing a rocket. What does it mean? You know, all the math. There's quite a bit of math involved, right? Because you have to know the thrust of the rocket. You know, you have to know the length or duration of the thrust as to how high the rocket will go. How high the rocket goes is then determined, you know, then impacted by which way the wind is blowing, how fast the wind is blowing, because it is coming down on a parachute. So, you know, if you're off by 10%, that can be a lot. But if you're off by 30 or 35%, that can be way too much. One of the very first rockets I ever launched with kindergartners, we were off by about 10%, and we missed being stuck in a tree by about 2 feet. One of the rockets that I launched many years later was with second graders, we were off by about 45%, and we were probably within, I would say, 8 to 10 feet of the road. There was a main road, 17th Street in Bloomington, Indiana, passed behind our school. And that was literally three full football fields or 300 yards. So we had a range of plus or minus 300 yards, and we were still off enough that it really truly impacted us, and we almost had the rocket run over by a car. It happens. It's part of the process of learning how to do model rocketry. Anyway, one of the reasons I did it is the kids walked in and saw me doing math on a chalkboard. So I still use whiteboards today. I enjoy that. It's easier for me to think but while standing up. It also is easier for me to think and draw. I don't necessarily have that issue where I can't think and stand up and walk around a little bit. Years and years of presentations, years and years of teaching and speaking to groups and people. It's beaten into me this ability to continuously interact with the environment, to ask questions and continuously move forward. And that means even when you're standing up, you got to be able to think. So, and I enjoy whiteboards very much, still do. Still use mine all the time. Anyway. Let's see, heading into that time of year where it's crunch time for the basketball teams that are out playing. It is the most interesting time of the year for me because you can watch the jockeying for position, both in the NBA and in the NCAA. I don't watch the NBA as much as I used to. I probably watch one game a year now, versus in the old days I would watch 4, 5, 6 games a year. And I don't watch as much football either. I just don't have the time to sit for 3.5 hours and just watch a single game. Now, I do watch parts of games, and I do, interact with parts of games. But like last night was the Super Bowl, I didn't really watch the Super Bowl. I watched, the bits and pieces. I will also say, I watched the prediction shows, and everybody was predicting the Eagles, which made me immediately think that the Chiefs were going to win. Whenever all the analysts agree that there's a 3 to 7 to 10 point spread for a single team, 99% of the time, to me it seems like, and I know it's not 99% of the time, and I know it's not true, but it seems like if that's what the analysts say, the likelihood is that's not what's going to happen. So, right, you end up with the game ends up being different, and it was. Kansas City won 38-35. Apparently it was a good game. From what I watched, it was very good, but I didn't see the whole thing. You just never know. Anyway, thank you for listening. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Have a wonderful start to your week.